one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
News Talk 960 AM KKNT, Minuteman HQ Radio on the air. We also wanted to mention our Operation U-Turn, Carmen.
Yes, coming up on the 30th.
Yeah, 30th of September in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Led by our Missouri State Director, Randall Cox. He's put together a great community forum there, a citizens forum on illegal immigration, the Smart Port, and national security, of course, sponsored by Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. You can learn more about the details on our website at www.minutemanhq.com. But it's Saturday, September the 30th, starts at 9 a.m. in the morning at the Clarion Hotel Sports Complex. We have a great lineup.
Yes, we do.
Very studied experts on this issue. We're really pleased to have Michael Cutler, former INS agent. Mr. Cutler knows how... Why our system's broken from the inside out.
Yes.
He's written a couple of really just exposés that expose the dysfunction in our bureaucracy and the Immigration Customs Enforcement, the former INS, and why we have the problems we have now. And, of course, now we've linked that. You connect the dots to why will George Bush, President Bush, and our Congress refuse to secure our borders. And we suspect it's because of an impending North American Union.
That's true.
That's been coming up as part of the globalist agenda of some folks. And, you know, this will be a really eye-opening opportunity for people if you're listening out there. If you live anywhere in the Missouri area, anywhere near Kansas City, it would be worth the trip. It's a $30 admission, which includes lunch. And it's an all-day forum, citizens forum on illegal immigration, the Smart Port, NAFTA, national security, and our broken immigration bureaucracy in
this
country.
If you have time to go there, please go there and support these guys. And
We hope to videotape that. And perhaps
it will be videotaped.
Videotaped,
yes,
and
yes.
Put out a DVD on this issue. You just connect the dots and you see how, you know, our government just doesn't have the will to secure that border because of the free flow of goods and commerce, including drugs and human beings across our borders to be exploited at the hands of unscrupulous employers who care nothing more than profits.
Oh, and isn't also Chris Burgard going to present his movie there?
That's right. Great filmmaker Chris Burgard will be previewing his movie Border at this event. It is a must-see film. Nothing takes a hard smack at President Bush and our Congress and the extent of the problem more than this movie Border. It goes much further than another film that recently came out, Border War, which premiered here in Phoenix area in Scottsdale a few weeks ago. It featured J.D. Hayworth, one of our men and women, Lupe Marino. This one it puts it under a microscope and it shows everything from the dead bodies to the rescues to the drug dealers, the corrupt Mexican officials, the Mexican military incursions, and of course the corruption on our side of the border. So Chris Burgard will be there also on the 30th in Kansas City premiering his movie Border. And you can find out more about that, I believe, on the internet. It's www.border.com. I'm not sure.
I'll
have to look that up, but do a search for that, Google search for Chris Burgard, and I'll have that for you next week. Wanted to go back to this absolute outrageous gun battle in Nuevo Laredo on Friday. This shootout lasted 40 minutes, according to an official with an agency that requests anonymity. Even the Laredo Police Department, SWAT team, were called in by the Laredo mayor, Raul Salinas, to help secure the international bridges coming across from Nuevo Laredo because officials on our side feared that this gun battle would spill over, which it has done many times, onto U.S. soil. Just horrendous. Mexican government officials have refused to release any reports of deaths or the outcome of this this gun battle. But despite fears that the gunman would flee to the United States via these international bridges, and scarce information provided from the authorities on the Mexican side of the border. Salinas said he was confident that the situation was under control. We're concerned about the safety of the citizens of Laredo, and it was strictly precautionary, Mayor Salinas said. Our borders are secure.
Hmm.
And this is a man who lives with in one of the most crime-ridden towns on our side of the border.
What a statement.
I kind of wonder maybe if Mr. Salinas might be in on some of this stuff. I wonder. Might be profiting from some of
the
nefarious activities going on around the border. Our good friend, Webb County, Texas Sheriff, Sheriff Rick Flores, who we've worked with in that mm-hmm. area many times, said he was briefed on the Nuevo Laredo firefights late Saturday afternoon. He said his department received information regarding weaponry, the duration of the combat, and concerns. Now, get this. This is combat. This is how mm-hmm. they describe this. Weaponry and combat, and the concerns about people involved in the fighting. And he was very concerned that this could possibly cross into the U.S., but he cautioned the intelligence was unconfirmed because, quote, the media has been completely shut out. They've been silenced. So it's really hard to tell what's going on, Flores said. Law enforcement is reluctant to share information because of the fear factor, but we're still trying to get as much information as possible to see if they're looking at to cross this side seeking refuge. According to unconfirmed intelligence, weaponry used included AK-47 assault rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, and bazookas. Mr. Flores said, so they've got some heavy artillery over there. And, of course, we've seen that before.
Absolutely.
And heavy weapon caches
yes.
that have been uncovered down there. And this is right on our borders, folks, right on our borders, where the narco-terrorists, who are supported by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, mm-hmm. who, by the way, was here on U.S. soil this past week, calling President Bush a devil. Hmm. You know, that's debatable, but we won't go there.
Right.
But at least calling for the overthrow of our government,
yes,
in a sense. And this man is here, and we know that he has connections to arming these drug cartels, as well as from Colombia. And, of course, these drug routes and the human smuggling routes extend all the way from our borders to Venezuela, Ecuador, Colombia, and we're not concerned about terrorists using those routes to come into this country. I think there are a lot of people with their head in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, local law enforcement, as always, encourages local residents to call and report any suspicious activity to the proper authorities. But Sheriff Flores says that people on this side can rest assured that we were on top of these issues and we're going to keep a pulse on what is going on. According to a source at the Red Cross in Nuevo Laredo, several ambulances were sent to the scene, but they came back without bodies or injured people. The soldiers that came in and the Mexican military, who often are moonlighting with these drug dealers, reported that there was nobody there. Really not too big of a deal. Of course, the entire area was sealed off. Not one reporter was allowed to enter the town and enter the sector of town where this alleged gun battle went on. There was a local hospital that did confirm a man who was wearing a police vest, bulletproof vest, was taken to a hospital with a bullet wound to his leg. That's the only wounded person found so far. Saturday morning, federal agents in ski masks and body armor and six military Humvees packed with soldiers sealed off the scene of the shootout and refused to let journalists enter. So much for freedom of information in Mexico. Also, another interesting story this week where Western Union transfers to Mexico are being seized. Interesting that...
Really?
Western Union Company said the state of Arizona, mm-hmm. trying to track down smugglers of drugs and illegal immigrants, plans to seize most money transfers of $500 or more that are being sent from 29 states, including Colorado, to Sonora, Mexico, which we know is mm-hmm. ground zero for illegal immigration, staging area for illegal coyotes and smugglers and drug dealers. A warrant obtained by Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard blocks the money transfer company from sending funds directly to 26 locations in the Mexican state. Western Union said in a filing Friday with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Instead, it must put the funds into a detention account, even if the senders were outside Arizona. So I guess we're looking at using SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, involved in money laundering, using money laundering rules, laws that are part of RICO statutes, of course, to try to stop some of this money laundering and the funding, further funding of drug cartels and human smuggling operations. I have a feeling there's going to be some people that are going to complain about that. Probably the shareholders in Western Union, mm-hmm. who, according to the New York Stock Exchange basis, when issued basis, shares of their stock fell 37 cents or 2.1% on Friday. And, of course, Western Union said it would try to block the seizure in court. And I'm sure they'll find a liberal judge out there somewhere who will say that this is mean-spirited.
Can't be done.
And we can't do this. But a brilliant move there, mm-hmm. I think, on behalf of Attorney General Goddard. One of the few things he's done, mm-hmm. I think, perhaps to do this. But you have to give him credit, give credit where credit's due. At least Mr. Goddard is looking at, again, trying to bust up the operations mm-hmm. that bring people into the country as well as drugs. So much news this past week. So, again, our heartfelt condolences and prayers and thoughts go out to Officer Johnson, who lost his life in Houston, number 49, based on the ones that we've been able to do in our research, 49 public servants, protectors of the public safety who've died at the hands of foreign nationals in our country who have no regard for our rule of law. We still send out our wishes, of course, to agents Campos and, I knew I would forget their names again, our two fine Border Patrol agents who, in their daily duties, shot a drug dealer in the buttocks and who were facing 20 years in prison for doing their job and defending their lives. It seems that there's a real push around the country for amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pardon, I guess you could say, not amnesty, but a pardon for these two men. It's just an outrageous situation where it's almost like the military not being able to defend themselves
mm-hmm.
in a theater of war. And we know that our border is a theater of war in many instances. We send them good thoughts and hope that someone in Washington, D.C. will have the common sense to pardon these two fine officers, put them back out on the line where they're needed, and let them do their job, and let others do their job in the course of their daily activities. Again, folks, Operation U-Turn, a great community forum on illegal immigration, takes place September 30th at the Clarion Hotel Sports Complex in Kansas City, Missouri. If you need more information on that and you don't have the internet, you can contact Randall Cox, our Missouri State Director, at 816-256-4706. That's 816-256-4706. It's a great day of enlightenment and education, and that's, of course, what we do with the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, is to educate those who get less than the truth from the lamestream media, especially our print media and our local newspaper here in Phoenix being one of the most egregious violators of the oath that they took as journalists to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad state of affairs there. Also, Operation Black Watch kicks off September 30th.
Yes.
Our Arizona Border Watch, as well as our operation in California, New Mexico
and Texas.
Texas, Washington State, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire.
Michigan,
30-day operation, 24/7 U.S. citizens, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group on the border. We need your volunteers. We need your donations.
Yes.
Go to MinutemanHQ.com.
We're expanding tremendously with our new National Development Director, Greg Thompson. We're targeting the Northeast and the South, as well as going to Florida all by itself because they have so many people who want to get involved. And it's just working out wonderfully. We've established so many chapters inside the United States. And, of course, it's going to be a political activity going on there. And we want Minuteman to run for office. So get on out there and and run for these positions.
Very true, very true. Here locally we have Stacey O'Connell running for city council. We have Minutemen going to Congress, we hope, on November the 7th, and many other Minutemen at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have senatorial candidate Ken Chase will be coming down to the border next week. He's challenging Teddy Kennedy up there in Massachusetts, and actually he's looking pretty good in the polls. And,
great.
He wants to come down and see the border and perhaps learn more about the Minutemen and how to secure the border. I think folks in Massachusetts are getting a little tired of mm-hmm. Teddy's ranting and raving and wanting to give away the...
About time.
Yes, give away our tax dollars and reward people for their illegal activity. So again, it's been a great show.
Yes.
Good
we'll
to have
be
you
on
in
again
here
next
again.
Sunday.
Yep. Look
Thank
forward
you.
To you someday taking over the microphone when I may have some time out.
Absolutely.
Next week, folks, we're going to be on the border, we hope. We'll be
yes.
calling in from the King Ranch in the Three Points area next Sunday night, directly from the border with our Minuteman operations. We're going to try to work that out. See you then.
All right. Good night.